We now welcome in head coach Matt Makrzak to the post-game show. And coach, a lot less anticlimactic compared to the other two games earlier this year against Purdue Northwest as you win by 8. Keel tonight was absolutely fantastic. His final stat line was 27 points. For a team that looks like they, you know, they've been banged up and injured quite a bit, Dylan Keel stepped up huge for your basketball team tonight, Coach.
Dylan, you know, we think we have the two best players in the league, and Dylan and Max. And, you know, Dylan carried us the first semester, and it's really been Max the second semester. But it's like having – it's a sleeping giant. We knew Dylan has that in him. And, when we absolutely needed it in this game, he stepped up. 13 to 17, who does that? And the thing is, it all came to him pretty – you know, it felt effortless at times, which I don't know how 13 and 17 can feel effortless, but it did. And I do think Brian and Max, who I don't know if either of them had their A game, although Brian was pretty good, but they found ways to get him the ball, and I thought they did a great job of passing. And overall, yeah, really proud of the team. There's a reason the one seeds don't win in these games, and we felt it tonight, and happy to get that one, and moving on.
Talk about the momentum swing with Parzik's three in that left corner that put your team up on a nice feed, but Parzik had a heck of a three to really give your team momentum.
Yeah, he's a winner. I mean, that's the biggest thing I'd say about him every time, and he's the guy that, you know, you trust to go win you big games, and I knew he was ready. He had that look in his eye, and he came out firing, and couldn't be more proud of him and excited for him. And I honestly, and this sounds like, I hate when people say stuff like this because it always sounds made up. I just want to play with those guys on the floor. Like, I want our team to win, obviously, every game. But I want to win with those guys, and if we happen to lose, I sure want it to be with those guys, because I mean, those are the guys we brought in, those are the guys we believe in, those are the guys we trust, and when those five are on the floor, I feel pretty good.
Is there anybody that's had better body control once they get bumped in midair for a layup than Brian Parzik? Because it seems like he's always in control once he gets hit.
Yeah, he's always been he's got that lefty glide. There's certain things that lefties have where they just get by you, and they get by you in weird ways. He's herky jerky, and he's really smart about not, you know, he lets himself go where he looks a little out of control, but he's not, and he's gonna finish it, or you're gonna hit him off the spot, and he's gonna get fouled, and he's really good at that. And he, you know, usually gets to the line a little more than he did tonight, but they were doing a good job walling up, so he just finished.
Coach, it's March Madness. We saw some of the upsets already. You guys get the winner of Grand Valley and Michigan Tech. That one's still being played at the Fieldhouse in Allendale. Right now it's 48-47. Michigan Tech is up by 1 point with 12:40 to play in that one. But you saw Wayne State. They upset Lake State. Ferris State was in a struggle with Parkside tonight, too. So it's March Madness. It's all about surviving in advance.
Yeah, and you look around throughout the country in different conferences, and it isn't just ours. Every league right now is, you know, the teams are so close. And when you get that third time, everyone just knows each other so well that, you know, different things happen. And, you know, obviously really, really proud of our guys for finding a way to get it done tonight. And you know, regardless, either way, if we play Tech or Grand Valley, the last time we played either of those two teams, we lost. Lost to Tech without Max and Brian, or a little bit Brian. And then Grand Valley was those guys' first game back, and our only home loss. So either way, I think we have something to prove. We know how good they are because they both beat us recently, and excited to get another chance to play those two. And if they beat us again, you know, good on them.
Coach, congratulations on your win as you advance to the GLIAC semifinal.
Thank you.
Head Coach Matt Makrzak in the post-game show. That's going to wrap it up for our coverage here at the Berry Event Center. Northern Michigan women win 51-48. Northern Michigan men win 71-63. Thank you for Colin in the back. You've been listening to the Wildcat Sports Network, and as always, go Cats.